Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Sheva Brachas. This is in Siman Kuf Mem Tes 149, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's jump straight in. So Sheva Brachas, let's start at the beginning. So where did the notion of the 7 days of feasting come from? So we see already in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu has a wedding. When he gets married to Leah, he says that he's only going to get married to Rachel after the Shavua Azois, after this week. In Shimshon, we see that when he got married, and although he did get married what seems to be to a woman from a Philistine woman, we assume she did convert, but he does tell us that there's going to be 7 days of feasting as well. So we see 7 days of feasting already in the very, very, very from time immemorial. But what is this idea of that we do extra at the Birkas HaMazon? So we add a few things. We first add Devei HaSer, which is Banished Sorrow, which is a poem about which is really, in a certain sense, a little bit of a sadder poem, which is added to the Simcha before the benching. And then we also add in She'a Simcha B'mo'anoi, the Hashem is found in the abode of joy. And that is added to the benching as well. What is done after the Birkas HaMazon? So after the Birkas HaMazon, the person who did the bracha on the Birkas HaMazon with a cup of wine, now then they take another cup and they say six other brachas which are related to the wedding, making it seven brachas all in total. and this is what we call colloquially Sheva Brachas, the seven blessings. When should the second cup be filled? The Ketzer points out that it should really just be filled only after the benching is finished. Not to mix up, the one was the cup for the benching, the other one was the cup for the Sheva Brachas. It's better to pour afterwards. Why should men and women not eat together or sit together in one room during the wedding meal or without a mechitza? So the Ketzer says, because when we don't say She'a Simcha B'mon, that the joy is in a place of Hashem, when the evil inclination is among us as well. And so therefore, if men are women, if it's a mixed experience, it's harder to be able to say that as well. There are those who are mekel in appropriate settings to do this, but just one should be aware of this opinion as well. What is done when one remarries a divorced wife? So at the first meal, Sheva Brachas are recited, but none of the brachas are said, and She'a Simcha B'mon is omitted entirely. How long must one rejoice if it's the first marriage? So then we have 7 days of rejoicing. During this time, the chosan may not work or do business. He must eat, drink, and rejoice with her, and it applies even if it's a second wedding for him, and she may not waive her right to joy. She may not say, wave it off. How long must one rejoice with a previously married woman? So if the groom is a widower, all agree that they have 3 days of rejoicing. If he was never married, some say that still it's 7 days on his behalf, and they should do Sheva Brachas for all 7 days. In this case, the bride may waive her right for rejoicing. How long must the chosan, must the groom stay in the city after marriage? So a man who marries must remain in his city for a full year and rejoice with his wife. And it says, Layetze bat Savar, the pasuk says, he cannot go out to war, he needs to be with his wife, and he should be make his wife happy. But the woman may waive this right if he has a business trip, as an example. What is this business with a cup going around? So there's really two cups. The one cup is for the Birkas HaMazon and the Bari Priya Gevin. The other cup is for the six of the seven brachas, which are said especially about marriage. So what happens is the first they finish the benching, then six brachas are said about the marriage, and then the seventh bracha is Bari Priya Gevin, and then they mix the two cups. So they take the two kos shel brachas, so they mix the two cups, and then make sure that the chosan and the kala get to drink a little bit of both. Easiest way to do this is to pour the two cups into a third cup and pour from that third cup back into both of them, thereby mixing the two kosos shel bracha. What are they doing? And that's what happens over there. Now we move to the next section. When are they said? So when are the full shel brachas recited after a wedding? So when it's a first marriage, even if it's the first marriage for him or just the first marriage for her, then then we always say the shel brachas right after the marriage as well. But for the next days, if it's the first marriage, it's for 7 days. But you only say the Sheva Brachas after the wedding itself if there is what's called a Panim Chadashos, a new guest who's there as well. What happens if there's no new guests for the meals during the course of that week? So in that case, you do not say Devar HaSer. You do say Noideh D'Shimcha or Ansheh Simcha B'Mayanah. But after the Birkas HaMazon, the six brachas are not said, but you can say the last of the Sheva Brachas and Bari Priya Gevin. The last is the longest one. It may be said, and this only requires a zimun of three. So most people are not aware of this. If you're not able to make the full Sheva Brachos and you don't have the full minyan and you don't have a Panim Chadashos, you may say still the last of the Sheva Brachos and Bari Priya Gefen. If the groom eats only with family members, are there extra phrases or brachas said? No. So none of the extra phrases are said if it's just family. What are the rules for a widow marrying a widower? So let's say it's a second marriage. So then if the first meal is on the day of the wedding, even if it continues until night, the Sheva Brachos is recited. But if the first meal begins at night, even with a new guest, if the groom is eating with friends, the Birkas HaMazon follows it only having a partial brachas, not the full brachas. And this applies to all the meals during the first 3 days. What defines a Nipanim Chadashos? What is a new guest? So a new guest is someone who comes to celebrate as a friend, someone who a little bit of extra food is prepared for, and even if he does not actually eat with them, but he's adding to the simcha in the sense that people are actually putting in more because of him. Why is this necessary? Aruch HaShulchan suggests three reasons. He says, number one is, the new people who are not at the chuppah can hear the Sheva Brachos and fulfill their obligation to hear the brachos. Number two is, based on the Rambam, there's a responsibility of all present at the meal to give a bracha to the newlywed couple, and one person represents all present to give the brachos to the couple. But once this has been done, the crowd has fulfilled its obligation, so they can't say it again, so this new person takes that obligation. And the predominant reason he suggests is that one can only say Sheva Brachos if there's renewed simcha in the room. That is accomplished by inviting a person in who's a new person who hadn't had a chance to wish Mazel Tov and is so happy to celebrate with these people. Is a Panim Chadashos required all the time? So the answer is no. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, then those count as actually a Panim Chadashos itself for the morning and night meals. There's a question as to whether that counts as a Panim Chadashos on Shabbos, and so therefore it's best if the Chosan delivers a Devar Torah, that would be sufficient for the Panim Chadashos. Do I need to have Sheva Brachos every day? So what is interesting is the Masechet Sofrim does make the implication that it sounds like it is good to have a soda every day. There's a dispute if this is obligatory or just descriptive. So in Eastern Europe in the medieval period, people were so pressed and impoverished that they could not make Sheva Brachos, since they would have a feast on the first day and on Shabbos, and that would be it. And that was an acceptable practice. Today, it's much easier to do, so people should try to do this as long as, you know, if the chas and the kala are completely exhausted, it's all right. Take off a day or two, but nonetheless, we do try to endeavor to do this. Do we need a minyan? The answer is yes. This is a Beferish Mishnah Megillah, Da'af Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The next concept is the jurisdiction of the Sheva Brachos. What if the wedding guests split into groups or different houses for benching? So being as they were at the wedding, they can still say Sheva Brachos in each of their separate gatherings. What about the waiters? So waiters who eat after the meal may not recite the Sheva Brachos because they're not considered part of that simcha in that respect as well. And finally, our last concept is interacting with the bride and the groom. Is there a mitzvah to rejoice with the groom and the bride? The answer is yes. There's a mitzvah to do everything to be mesameach, to dance before the bride, to praise her as beautiful and gracious. Kalanava chasura. Is it permitted for a man to be looking at the bride? So staring is still forbidden. Men are not allowed to be staring at women that are not their wives. But looking at her jewelry or her uncovered hair is permitted, and giving the compliments to her chasan, her groom, is sufficient as well. With this, we conclude some of the basic outlines of Sheva Brachos. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful meeting.